Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. I am very grateful you chose to be with me on this beautiful November 26, 2017 for our radio program, Satsang, we like to call it, a heart-to-heart communion. We're going to be looking at the meaning of our life. I get a lot of interesting questions. This radio program is fueled by people who listen to it and send in their questions, helping me understand a little bit more maybe how to serve you and what's on your mind and what's important to you. That's very, very essential because I don't like talking about things that maybe don't pertain to you or don't have anything to do with what you're interested in. But the meaning of life, well, we're going to do a little bit of that. I want to remind you, as I do at the beginning of every radio program, so you can't turn off the radio program before I get done, that your tax-deductible gifts are the only way in which we're allowed to be on radio, the only way we can keep this program on the air. It is through your gifts that I am allowed to pay for airtime, to sustain my work at hospice, to sustain our television program. In fact, just to sustain the whole thing that is called Aspire. And I hope you will become a sponsor. It is through your sponsorship that everything changes. With your sponsorship, we are allowed to pay for airtime. And our mystery donor, until about the 4th of January, will be matching your donations. So if you become a sponsor today, let's say at a monthly level of $25, he will make it $50. And that really helps us to keep the program on the air and sustain our efforts. It's a very beautiful thing that you do to serve humankind. And not only that, but you get the message of the month that will be sent to you, or you can download it from our website at aspire.org. You also will get access to my podcast, video cast, and commentaries, and over 122 discourses that I have done over the years on various subjects on my TV program. These subjects range from Kahil Gibran to Gautama Buddha. Also involved in that are programs like Nobody Likes You Anyway, huh? Passing Through the Fires. All of these discourses, and there are 8 in a series, will be there for you to listen to and to hopefully gain some insight. So you get a lot for your donation, and your donation gives a lot to the world. And I hope you will become a donor. If you want more information, you go to the website at aspire.org. There you will see sponsor or support, I should say. If you click on that, a drop menu will go down and it will have a subject, why support Aspire. It's a good subject and it will tell you about your donations, where they go, how to sign up, what you get for it, and your tax status on it. You will get a letter each and every month for your taxes. And at the end of the year, I can give you a total and you can give that to your accountant. The meaning of life. What is the meaning of life? It pertains to each of us in a subjective way. Most people don't have a lot of meaning in their life. They believe they do, but actually they don't. What would be the significance of your life? It can be either philosophical, it can be theological, it can be metaphysical, it could even be scientific. There's all sorts of ways of looking at it, and it's relevant to the person. So I would say a lot of people think in terms of the meaning of their life in proportion to their body, their emotionality, and of course that dictates what in the world we see as important. A lot of people think in terms of family and their pets and things like that. Of course, I am owned by a Cocker Spaniel, so I understand all of that. So there you go. Not a lot of depth on our part. So here we go with the questions. The first one comes from Ryan in Los Angeles. Everyone needs a purpose. I do not have one. I am 50 years old and I can't find one. Is it too late for me, Ryan? By 50 years old, Ryan, and being a male, which means that you and I, as men, we're pretty habitual. We like our habits. We're kind of creatures of habit. And living our life the way we probably both have, in the sense of earning a living or doing something, in my case, doing something I love, maybe in your case, doing something you didn't love so much. I don't know what your feelings were about what you did in this lifetime, but nonetheless, and less than none, most people find purpose only in the outer world. By now, we're pretty cynical with the way the world is, the way the world's gone down, the way our country's gone down, the whole thing, the shootings, the terrible problems we have with our environment, not to say our government. That's a mess. So you and I are looking at this lifetime from the point of view of an external thing, and to try to find meaning there would be a very difficult thing. The inner acuity a person has to see the substance of their own being, the relevance of their own being, and how important it is to have that relevance, is an extremely important thing. And a lot of people just don't have it. They don't have that kind of care. They look at their life, they look at their living, they try to find something significant to keep them occupied. And I think significance at 50 years old represents the idea of being occupied in doing something that is gratifying and pleasurable. And of course, I'm assuming a lot there with you. So the reason I assume it, Ryan, is because you talk about the idea that you can't find one, can't find a purpose for your living. You know, when you get right down to it, and you really look at your life the way it is and how it is, you learn something that really the only purpose was survival, DNA, coming out of DNA. Your DNA says you must survive, you must eat, you must have shelter, you must have clothing, you must function in this society. So personal survival is a very big deal to most of us. Having enough money to pay our bills, yada, 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 yada. It's sad that it gets down to that, but here's the deal. What reward have you if you've gained the whole world but lost yourself? What have you lost? Who is this self? These are the teachings of Jesus. Have you lost yourself? And I don't even mean like the Ryan part of you, but the bigger part of you, the part of you that is the grander scale of your being. Have you lost that? What reward have you? If you've gained everything that you think is important, everything that you think is, well, shall we say, pertinent to your own life and making it meaningful. And what is meaningful? What is significant to you? Is living significant? Just living. Or has it come down to it has to have a purpose that really supplies you with what? What are we talking about here? How is this purpose going to supply you with anything? These are questions only you can answer. How I answer it, how other people answer it, is subjective to ourselves. There is no universal, what do I want to say, answer here. I mean, I could say your higher purpose, your deeper purpose is to awaken spiritually. I could say that, and that would be fine. But the problem is, you'd have to see the significance of that. With purpose comes significance. With significance comes purpose. And if you don't see the absolute significance of spiritual awakening, coming to a place that is transcending beyond your thinking, beyond your ideals, beyond your philosophy, your ideology, if you don't see that, I don't see how you're ever going to find any meaning or any purpose in your life at all that would be significant to your living. So, Ryan, you have to ask yourself the question, what is significant to me? Beyond the idea of my survival, my ideologies, my philosophies, my theology, even my metaphysical side, what is the significance of my living beyond the existence of my DNA that only wants me to survive? That is your question. That is your quest. And that is your purpose right now, to find that. I hope you do. And if I can be of service to you in any way, you know, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call. I am very curious and very interested. Please forgive me, Ryan. Namaste. The next question from Anthony. He does not tell me where he lives. I just want to dump my life and do what I want to do. I'm tired of doing what I have to do. I want to travel. I want to eat. I want to see things that I've never seen before. Can this be a purpose, Anthony? Anthony, you know, I'm going to say something that you're not going to like and most people aren't going to like. What good does it do you to travel and eat, like you say, and dump your life and see things you haven't seen before, maybe, when you haven't taken care of what's essential within you? What is really essential? And that is the state of your own being and having insight into the state of that being. What good does it do you to go all over the world and not know yourself? What have you gained when you go all over the world and you don't know yourself? What is that? What are you doing? You'll just see things from the perspective of your pedestrian mentality, looking and looking and looking and hoping to be stimulated, re-stimulated, reactivated, getting that ego going. Is that what it's all about? A lot of my students, especially the females, that they love to travel. It's all about travel for them. And they get to a certain point where they think, well, we've wasted our money on this spiritual practice thing, and now it's time to go traveling and shopping and all of that, because nothing ever really changed here with the spiritual stuff. So maybe things will get better if we travel. I've had people do this all the time. And the sad thing about all of this is that these people never change. They aren't better for their travels. I know people have been around the world 2-3 times. They're no better than you or me or anyone else. They still have the same old crap going on. They have not achieved any sense of meaning in their life. They have no sense of consciousness. All they have are outlandish stories about what they did and the things they ate and the people they met. And after a while, they can't even remember that. They have pictures to show you. And then they have all sorts of pseudo memories that give them what? That tell them what? That help them awaken to what? Whether you and I like it or not, Anthony, we are in a spiritual life, in a spiritual world. It doesn't look like that to our pedestrian mentalities, all of us, because we think in terms of the literal. People are literal-minded. And the people that we have incarnated into this world in the last 20 years are extremely literal-minded and narcissistic. So this spiritual journey doesn't make any sense to them. Doesn't mean anything to them. It's all about how I look, what I get, and who I'm with, and how much more I can get and who I'm with. And dumping your life, as you put it here, is kind of an interesting way of looking at it. What are you dumping? Are you dumping your living? What are you dumping here? What are we talking about dumping your life? What does that mean? Does that mean you're not with the people you used to be with? Or what does that mean? You can't dump it. It follows you wherever you go. It's called karma. And no matter what, it follows you wherever you go, doing whatever it's going to do to help you. And if you don't listen to your karma, if you're not aware of the beauty of your karma, then you will never be able to activate it in the way in which it can heal your life and sustain a deeper purpose. So, you want to travel? You want to make this the object of the game for you? You're going to do it anyway. No one's going to be able to stop you. Go do it. Go do it. Go do travel until you drop. And dump your life and see what happens. It might be something interesting. You might come to a place where you meet your maker, as it were. And I don't mean die. Where you meet the person you are in futility. There are two journeys a person can take. The first journey, of course, is what you're talking about. And you can go round and round and round and round with that and travel to every point in the world and gain experience in the world. And that's what most people want to do. And then there's the inner journey, the one far less traveled, really less traveled. And this journey is a mystical journey. This journey is about lifetime after lifetime, experience after experience. But here's the kicker. This journey is about going inwardly without the need for thought, without the need for rationalization, without the need for things to be different or better. This is a real inner journey that takes us beyond the ideas of our own mind and the circumference of our experience and our beliefs. It takes us into the depth of what life really is all about. And it is a magnificent journey. You don't have to go to India or Japan or any of those places to begin this journey or to even fulfill it. You can do it right where you are in this moment, right now. It's called meditation. And once that practice of meditation begins to have its way within you, you're going to find such beauty in your life, such love, such grace, more than you have ever imagined before. And I can tell you, life is not posing any questions to us. We are posing the questions. And these questions cannot be answered in our rational mind, and you're not going to find them over here, over there. For lo, as Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven lives within you. It is a within kind of experience. So should you be willing to have that within kind of experience, that's when you're going to have the depth and the meaning of your life. And that is a real journey. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The very last question. Does God have a purpose for all of us? Angie. No. Angie. There is no God in the sky with a beard and a male figure. Who is your papa? Who's your daddy? Who looks at you and thinks, well, I'm going to give you a purpose. It isn't like that at all. So it isn't that a purpose has been assigned to you or handed down to you. It doesn't work like that at all. But let me tell you what it is. For each and every one of us, we have karma. For each and every one of us, we are here to understand the nature of that karma. That karma has been accrued through many, many lifetimes that we have lived over and over again in the same old way. Inside that karma, which is not about punishment and it's not about reward, is the sustaining life energy that keeps us in a meaningful life if we discover what our karma is. Now, truthfully speaking, most people do not care, do not have the willingness to go into the capacity of that, and generally don't. They just live their life according to the whims of their ego, their pride, their vanity, and they never go very far with it. And that is what most people are all about. Should you ever have a sense of the bigger picture in your life and the value of your living, should you ever have something that sustains love in you and brings you to the state of love that lives within you, you have hit your karma, the honeypot. That's what karma is. It's the ability to have an insight into love. It is not about punishment and it is not about hurting you. It is about awakening. So if you understand this and if you can appreciate the value of that, then your life will change drastically. If you do not have an appreciation for that and you do not see any depth in that or meaning, then you will suffer the consequences of not knowing your karma. I suffer not from the hand of God in this lifetime, but by my own hand in my willful ignorance to stay the way I am and to think I know things I don't know. That is just the way it is for me, for you. When you are done being resistant and stubborn and silly, then you will have the experience of a lifetime. Something so magnificent in your journey. In fact, the journey is the significance. It is not a journey with destination. It is simply a beautiful sojourn to love. And once that has been established in you and you truly get it, your life will never be the same again. You won't be able to be depressed. You won't be able to want things you don't have. You won't be able to think in terms of right and wrong, good and bad. That'll all just disappear. And what you will be left with is the meaning of your life, the significance of yourself upon the face of your living, as I call it. It's very, very beautiful. Hope that helps. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week. And again, please forgive me. Namaste.